Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm Tim Streifler. My co-host David Blackman is still out for the time being, but will be back with us soon. He's taking some much needed time off. And so in today's episode, we're talking about being assertive and direct with web design clients in order to close the deal. And so a few episodes back, we talked about the importance of the follow-up to close more web design deals. And basically, I'm in the middle of doing some remodeling projects, and so I'm kind of experiencing the other end of working with a small service business contractors. And so I mentioned in a past episode how a small business service provider, whether you're a contractor working on residential homes or you're a web designer building websites for clients, a lot of the business principles are very similar. And so because I'm on the other end of that, I'm seeing some of the bad business practices and I'm seeing some good ones as well. And so it's prompted a lot of episodes that I think our listeners will find helpful. And so the questions that we get most related to business and clients is typically how to get more clients and so forth. And so while we've had episodes on how to connect with more and kind of get more clients coming your way and that sort of thing, I think it's important to also help you close the deal as well. So once you do have those clients and you are able to pitch the prospect, you're actually able to close the deal and actually have it come to fruition. So today's episode talking about being assertive and direct with web design clients in order to close a deal. And so a couple episodes ago, I told the story of a client that essentially built an estimate for me and then did a terrible job following up. So if you haven't listened to that episode, listen to episode 557, The Importance of the Follow-Up to Close More Web Design Deals. But yeah, basically they didn't follow up and I asked questions. I was ready to buy and it was like the deal was right in front of them and they missed it. And I would have, you know, I was like wanting to schedule out the job and get things going and they weren't able to close. And so I think being able to be assertive and direct with web design clients in order to close the deal is super important, because like actually closing and being assertive and essentially getting them right there for them to pull the trigger, it can be a little bit awkward and uncomfortable, especially if you're a nice person and you don't like to sound salesy, you don't want to pressure them. But you have to basically tell them, hey, let's do this thing. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to send you the agreement, look it over. It's very straightforward, sign it, and then you'll pay the deposit online. And then we'll get started on your project next week. You've given them a really clear path of what's going to happen. You've shown them, what it's going to look like to move forward, when you're going to get started on it. And so nothing's unclear and you're telling them essentially what to do. And so, it doesn't sound high pressure. It sounds like you're being direct and letting them know, and you're essentially leading them and you're taking control of the process. And that's what being a effective salesperson and a successful business owner looks like. And so this company that I wanted to work with, if they would have done that, they would already have my money because I was ready to go. They didn't follow up. They weren't able to be assertive and close the deal when it was right in front of them. And so I see that happen a lot. I don't know if any of our listeners are fans of the show The Office. I'm a huge fan. I've seen it all the way through way too many times. But there's a scene where Andy Bernard, who's historically in the show a terrible salesperson, he puts together a workshop, a small business workshop, and people actually show up to hear people speak. And then he's pitching at the end of the seminar, he's pitching his small business package for them to buy paper and other products from him. And he isn't able to close. And Michael Scott gives him kind of a pep talk and says, you're not closing, you're getting past it. You need to close, you need to do it. It's uncomfortable, but you can do it. And I think that little pep talk is one that we need to give ourselves sometimes, because it is awkward when you're trying to close and you're asking for, a fairly large amount of money from your potential client. And but you just got to do it, because at the end of the day, you're not asking them to give you money. You're asking them to invest in their business. You're going to make them a really awesome website, and it's going to help grow their business. And so you have to be confident in that. And you're not just asking them to give you a handout. You're asking them to grow their business, essentially. And so once you kind of wrap your head around that and think of it that way, it makes closing easier, because it's not about you. It's about them and their business. And you're just the one that's going to help lead them there. So I hope that was helpful. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about some effective ways to grow an engaged email list. David and I are big fans of email marketing, so looking forward to diving into this topic. So until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.